The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, you're listening to the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Gary Catewell, filling in for Andy Holding this week. We've got an 8-race card to look forward to at Nace this afternoon to the early part of the evening. Plenty of runners and some interesting maidens and some very interesting horses on show. We begin at 3:20 with a filly's maiden over 6 furlongs. Big field going to post here. Some interesting debutantes. Landgirl for Dermot Weld. Very much of interest in the Khalid Abdullah Silk. She's very well bred. Declan McDonough riding her, drawn in stall 2, which might well be favourable. We'll learn more after the first race, I suppose, where the best part of the track to be is. It's officially good at Nace, but there might have been a bit of rain overnight. Wurdigig, another interesting debutante for Gordon Elliott, drawn towards the far side running grail. While Soza the Vran, My Laureate, finished second on her racecourse debut before finishing down the field just the other day at Leopardstown on Saturday. Still a little bit concerned about the form, though, of the Jure Lions team. Only one winner in the last fortnight and plenty of short-priced horses not running particularly well. Chestnut Express has got better with each start. She finished second on her most recent outing, and it looks as though she won't be winning turn won't be too far away. With the selection has to be horse number 1, Afar, the Galileo filly, who was actually a beaten favourite on her racecourse debut at the Curragh. Don't see too many of Aidens go off that kind of shortish price on their racecourse debuts, but she's clearly well thought of. She finished 5th on that occasion. She certainly wasn't knocked about. Bound to have learnt plenty for the experience. So Afar is the pick in race number 1. The second race on the card, again, another big field maiden contest over 6 furlongs, 20 of them going to post. Plenty of money behind De La Tour here. The Jure Lions newcomer have been very well backed this morning with us here at William Hill. Joint favourite at 11-4 at the time of recording this. Again, the form of the yard has to be a concern. Until I start seeing a few more Jure Lions winners, can't really tip up any of their horses with any confidence. Empire State has been off the track for quite some time, the other joint favourite at the time of recording. Shaped with plenty of promise on racecourse debut at Dundalk, but finished down the field at Cork, was only 7th 124 days ago. A beaten favourite, has had time off, but again, it's quite weak in the market this morning, which would be a concern. Aidan O'Brien also runs a newcomer, Dunkirk Harbour. Shamie Heffernan riding that one, again, well-bred, as you would expect, so worth a look in the market. But I quite like the Gordon Elliott trained runner here, Clash Oniska. Now, this horse finished 4th on his racecourse debut at the Curragh. That was over 7 furlongs. This Stunner Dark Angel steps back down in trip here, which I think is very much going to suit this particular horse. Ronan Whelan takes the ride. And at 4-1 with us here at William Hill this morning at the time of recording, makes plenty of appeal. So Clash Oniska the pick in race 2. The third race on a card is a claimer over 6 furlongs. Again, a big field go to post. Biltmore's got the highest rating of these, got an official rating of 79. There's only some fair maidens in fairness to him, but I do think that mark flatters him. And at 5-2 with us here at William Hill, I think he's short enough for me at the time of recording. Been a bit of support this morning behind Emily Gray. She took a step forward last time out when finishing second. Now that was here. Albeit, again, I don't think that form's that great. Shane Cross claims a very handy £7 off her back though. But she only rated 55. So, strictly speaking, at the weights, well, quite a few of these have got a bit to find, but she certainly has. Churnish has been fairly consistent in her career thus far, though she was a beaten favourite last time out. That was here at this track. Goes up in trip, I think, which will suit. Man of the Sea's got a visor on for the first time for Kane Condon. Shane Foley rides him. Again, plenty to find at the weights, but has shaped enough in the last two starts to think that he can win a race of this nature. The selection, I'm going to take a bit of a chance with one who, again, has got a bit to find at the weights. Rest Bay for Joseph O'Brien. This horse wears blinkers for the first time. running a couple of handicaps. Those haven't been that great, it has to be said, but Joseph O'Brien's horses continue in good form. And if you go back to some of this horse's maiden races, I think the form is there to suggest that he's capable of winning races. So it isn't a strong race by any means. Biltmore, obviously, at the weights is very much favoured and the one to beat. But I'll take an each-way chance on Rest Bay. Currently 15-2 with us here at William Hill at the time of recording. The fourth race on the card, another maiden over 5 furlongs, not so many runners in this contest. Betty's Heart has attracted a bit of probably each way support with us here at William Hill this morning. She finished 6th on her racecourse debut at Baileystown. And I'm not sure the step down in it will actually help this particular horse. But anyway, interesting to see money coming for her. I think ultimately she will want further in time. Aidan O'Brien's got the front two in the market here. Never No More, an interesting newcomer, a son of No Nay Never. Just looking at his breeding, though, for all that he has been supported a little bit with us here at William Hill, it looks as though he will probably need a little bit further than this in time. He's going to be short the favourite here, All the King's Men, but he'll have to be the selection. He's had the 3 starts. He finished 2nd on his penultimate outing. That came here over this course and distance. He ran at the Stole last week. He was a beaten favourite, actually, on that occasion. I'm not sure he quite got home. Slightly better ground here will definitely help this son of No Nay Never. As I say, he'll be a short price favourite, but he'll probably be too good. All the King's Men, the pick in the 5 o'clock. The fifth race on the card, another 2-year-old contest, and this is a nursery over 5 furlongs. Plenty of money today here with us here at William Hill behind horse number 5, back 5 and skicked. Yeah, he's one of 6 handicap debutants in the lineup. He's finished 2nd on his 2 most recent outings, both those runs coming at Tipperary. He's been backed into favouritism at the time of recording with us here at William Hill. Just get the impression he might just tee the race up for something, though. Rotview Spirit, she makes her handicap debut off what looks a fair mark. She won at Down Royal on her most recent outing. Heavenly Rainbow made a winning racecourse debut at Fairy House, but taken a couple of backward steps since then, albeit that 3rd last time out at the Curra under top weight wasn't too bad an effort. Plenty could give chances to, plenty that have been brought along specifically, I think, with handicaps in mind. One of those horses is going to be the selection, horse number 9, So Familiar, one of 2 runners in the race for Johnny Murta. This filly by Zoffany again progressed through maidens and made a fairly encouraging handicap debut and finishing 3rd here over this course and distance. The cheap pieces went on that time. They're left off today. I think the slightly easier ground will definitely suit her as well. And at her current odds of 8-1 with us here at William Hill, I think she's a fair each-way price as well. So Familiar, the tip in the nursery at 5:30. Another big field maiden at 6 o'clock over a mile, 20 runners to go to post. Jill Lyons has got the likely favourite here in Dumeray. This horse who finished 2nd at the Curra on his penultimate outing, finished 3rd at Killarney last time out. If there is a bit of cut in the ground, I think it will definitely suit this horse, because for me, he already wants a little bit further than this trip already. This track will probably suit him a little bit better than Killarney, in fairness. But again, with Jill Lyons being in the current form that he is, banging on about this, watching him have a treble now, probably this afternoon. But until they start having a few more winners, I'm happy to leave anything from that yard at a short price. G-Rex looks a little bit more exposed, but he ran a really good race, actually, Royal Ascot, this horse. He finished 8th in the Coventry a few runs ago. He was 3rd at the Curra just over 3 weeks ago on his most recent outing. A couple of interesting newcomers, as you'd expect. Flow of Words for Jim Bolger and also Agricchio for Dermot Weld in the Khaled Abdullah Silks. They're worth a market check. But I'm going to go for horse number 11 here, Power of Now. Well drawn towards the inside in stall 1, Michael O'Callaghan's Charge, who finished 4th at Leopardstown on his racecourse debut. He was 3rd at Galway last time out, keeping on well in the closing stages. He goes up in trip, which will definitely suit. He's had a little bit of a break since his last run. The yard have had 1 or 2 winners of late as well. So a yard in okay form. Power of Now, the pick in race number 6. The 7th race on the card, we've got another nursery over a mile, big field, 19 of the 19 go to post, and 13 of them, no less, making their handicap debuts. All eyes on Cole for me, really. He's likely to take a big chunk out of the market. This horse, who won at Down Royal over 7 furlongs on his most recent outing, that was on his handicap debut. He got a rise of £10 for that victory. He's got 10 stone to carry as well, which certainly won't be easy. He's one of a couple in the race for Joseph O'Brien, who also runs horse number two on the card, Calorific, who makes his handicap debut. I think this is a horse who's definitely been brought along with nurseries in mind. I think he's very much of interest. Albeit he's quite weak in the market with us here at William Hill this morning. Gold Jasmine was a winner last time out. That was when trained actually by Ger Lyons. He won just over 3 weeks ago at Tipperary. Now with new connections, Ken Condon now trained. Ken had a winner the other day, so the yard are in good form. Pleasurable, I think she'll appreciate this step up in trip as well for Jessie Harrington. Albeit certainly not one of the stable stars. I'm going to go for the Jim Bolger trained runner here, Cuban Surfer, the filly. Now, she was a beaten favourite when she was last seen at the Curragh. That was in nursery company. That was over 6 furlongs. She kept on okay in the closing stages that day. I think going up in trip to a mile will definitely help this daughter of Teofilio. She's drawn well towards the inside. And 8-1 with us here at William Hill at the time of recording. Looks a fair each way price with 4 places on offer. Cuban Surfer the pick in race number 7. The 8th and final race. Again, we've got another maiden, another big field. 16 of them go to post. 7 furlongs the trip for this particular contest. Been a good bit of support this morning behind one of the newcomers, 5-star Lynch for Gordon Elliott. This son of Slade Power and the Nick Bradley Racing Club Silks has been well found in the market this morning. Plenty of support behind him. Interesting newcomer for Dermot Weld is Hasansky, son of Master Craftsman and the Aga Khan Silks. And Joseph O'Brien runs Mills Win and the Lloyd Williams Silks. Again, another interesting newcomer. Of those that have ran, Eric Block probably sets the standard, but it's not a particularly high standard, I think it's fair to say. This horse took a big step forward from his racecourse debut and finishing second at Roscommon on his most recent outing. 11-4 with us here at William Hill at the time of recording. But all eyes here really on the famous American Pharaoh Silks of Old Glory. This horse who makes his racecourse debut, a son of Frankel, trained by Aidan O'Brien. He cost quite a few quid, let's put it that way, 1.6 million euros this particular horse. Just small change for the likes of some who work in the William Hill studios, but obviously a very well-bred newcomer. And Aidan O'Brien, I'm sure, I think this may well be the first horse that he's had run in these silks as well. Very famous silks, as we know. So he's going to take all the beating. He'll probably be short on his racecourse debut, but you'd imagine he'll be a little bit forward than quite a lot of some of the Aidan O'Brien newcomers are at this stage of their careers. Old Glory the pick in race number 8.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.